106 Jack FM, Hertfordshire. News.
My name's Sana Rayson and I live in Welwyn Garden City in Hertfordshire. Actually, the song was just written as a sort of a keepsake for my children because all three of them were born early. They were all premature and we had our ups and downs, but we're very lucky that they are all well now, despite some of the battles they face, but they are all healthy children now. So it was the first time I'd sat at my piano for about 5 years. And, sort of half an hour later, we had tiny hands. And I never intended it for it to be any more than just something to pop in their memory boxes as such, and something they could look back on like that for personally. So, but after kind of showing it to some other premium mummies and already volunteering for Bliss, there was kind of this whole, you have to do something with this, it's beautiful. And so from there, we thought actually rather than it just sitting in a box, you know, waiting to be seen by my children, it could also be shared by lots of other families and actually do something good for charity. So, yeah, that's kind of how we started on the journey. I'm from Hertfordshire, but we moved to Cambridge a couple of years ago and we've recently moved back down. So something I'm hoping to do is restart something called a champion role, which I was doing up in Cambridgeshire, which is actually where I go into hospitals and support families on the unit. And that's really valuable. It's really valuable for parents to actually speak to someone who has sat the other side. As much as everyone can, you know, everyone feels something and sympathises with people, anyone who's been through anything traumatic will know there's a big difference between talking to someone who actually knows what you mean and talking to someone who is trying to understand what you mean. So that's something I'm really hoping to do, and I hope that through music as well, it's such a universal language that it can bring people's attention to the issue and actually to how much, you know, how much parents and families face. You know, and there's over 80,000 babies end up in neonatal care in the UK alone every year. So it's not just a sort of small number. There is a lot of families every year that are affected by this. So, you know, hopefully we can do some good, and supporting families is something I'm really keen on. And we have a Bliss family group as well, which we've just started, and that runs in Welwyn Garden City as well. So that's something new that we hope to expand throughout the county too. It becomes like your own little bubble, because that is your 24/7. That is where you are. Even if you're not physically there, your mind is there. You know, for us, we had when our youngest, for example, was in hospital, she was transferred 100 miles away from home for surgery, and our little boys had to stay with my mum and dad for a while, and then we had to come home and see them. So we were coming home and trying to balance seeing them, but our minds were always at NICU as well, and. You know, thinking, how's she doing, and you don't stop, so you do become kind of immersed in this bubble, and it's unbelievably scary. You know, you don't get that normal start, you don't get to necessarily hold your baby when they're born. Some people wait weeks to hold their baby, and just touching them can sometimes actually, it is not allowed to start with. They might, you know, there might be certain ways that you touch them. Some babies are just too fragile and too little, and it's something that we really want to make people aware of, because a lot of people go, oh, yeah, they were earlier and they were this big, and they go, oh my God, and then that's it. And actually, there's a lot that comes after, even when you leave a neonatal unit. I suffered with panic attacks 18 months after my daughter was discharged, and that was due to her being poorly. It suddenly caught up with me, and it was overwhelming. And I think through talking about your own experiences, you allow people to open up about theirs as well, and that makes you kind of stronger in yourself and more confident. You know, when you're sat in that situation, to have someone going, "Yeah, I felt like that, and I felt really bad, and I felt like this," and they kind of feel a little bit more normal in a very abnormal situation.